Marconi.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Nick.
Fox can I right just now. Tell you right now, if I had a doctor's license, you two would be in long-term care with locks on the doors.
Hello.
Tiny.
Yeah, I've been with women of the night. I've been with...
Women of the day.
Women of the day, women of the brunch.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny.
We just have a dumb, fun time.
Back together.
Greetings, podcast compadres. It is I, Bolognese Francine Marconi. Welcome to Back Together. It's our little podcast. You know, some days I feel like I'm getting old. And then other days I sit down at my laptop with a 14-hour-old slice of cold pizza in my mouth and think, you know, I still got it. And then,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. This guy, for just $50, he will give you permission to mail him your teeth. But you're not allowed to know what he's doing with them. Say hello to Nick Miles.
Chompy, chompy. La, 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 la,
la.
The last part was unnecessary.
If the chompy, chompy?
Yeah, the oh, wow, wow. That was not.
Oh, that was Nick. What were you? How did you do that, Nick?
La, 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 la.
Oh, oh. God.
Put my teeth together.
Oh, like your tongue? Like that?
No, just my teeth.
Oh, God, that's so gross. No.
Please,
let's not ask him to do that.
He wanted to cancel his gym membership, but first he had to Google the cross streets to find out what the name of his gym was. Here's Tiny.
Why is that so true?
Because you're fat.
Damn it. Get out of my life. You know so much.
You know, at one time we had a radio show together, and now we're back together for a podcast. We hope you'll really enjoy.
Hello.
My volume is.
Hello.
My volume is.
Way up. I don't have headphones.
Hello.
I have a microphone processor. Microphone processor.
Yeah.
Hello.
I got that part.
Just make sure you your microphone is.
Hello.
It's an overmodulated.
Hello.
You hear myself a little bit in your headphones.
I don't have headphones.
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 Hello.
Did you ever hear us
in your headphones?
That is an abbreviated version of the beginning of every episode, right? Like when we turn the mics on, we spend a lot of time, a longer time than you'd probably think, adjusting audio. It's like a sound check. It's like if we're doing the podcast in a new venue each and every episode. It's really, I can't say it. It's been a joy.
I don't believe you.
This is my favorite, though, when in there, it's audio evidence in that particular piece, is that the day Tiny was sick. Now, I don't doubt that you were sick by any means, but I kind of got the feeling, because we said, hey, we can connect you. You can just use your phone. And I kind of thought, maybe he is just trying to politely say, hey, I'm sick, or AKA, I just want to take the day off. And then we were insistent, like, no. We can connect you. And I think Andy was just hoping we'd go, okay, well, have a good, get better. And we wouldn't let it go. And so we get him connected on the device and things. It was cattywampus. And I don't know, you couldn't hear us. We could hear you. And I just, my favorite things were like, as soon as he got on, it was,
hello. 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 Hello.
Hey, Andy, we're right here. Can you hear us?
Hello. That's genuine irritants.
Now, complete transparency. I know you love doing the podcast and everything, but, you know, we're all human and we're friends. Was there a part of you that just wished we would let it go and let you just lay in your bed and stare at the ceiling that day?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping just to lay down. That was not the case. That was not in my future. Hello. Yeah. That was hello. That was unfiltered annoyance right there.
But then once we got all the connections gone, you were fine. Like you were completely all in. And I don't know, how do you do that?
Because sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, but sometimes I can just turn it on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And with you guys, it's really easy because you guys are funny with me, and it goes back to the thing that I always tell people when people would ask, well, how come you guys were so successful on the radio? And it's because I genuinely, at the core of me, genuinely think it's funny as f- to make you guys laugh.
Hello.
That makes me so happy. Yeah, exactly. Hello. And it makes me so happy just to make fun with you guys.
And I think the fact that we're okay making fun of each other and going back, listening to a piece of audio, then making more fun of each other is the brilliance of it, because that's life. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're doing it wrong. And I really, you know, like when I made that piece of the thing where it's like, I have a microphone processor. It's like, how many times have you heard me say that in the sound check? Like, how f***ing annoying is that asshole? Like, Nick, how many times have you shut the mic off and just like, f*** that guy? Like,
hello?
Notice Nick's not saying anything.
You know the day that you never hear from me again is I've had enough.
Right? For me, doing a podcast with you guys, it can be, I don't take us serious, like I don't take myself seriously as far as like, you know, goof on me all day and I like to goof on you guys and all that. But I just like it to sound professional. And what happens when we come into the podcast is there's like a whole setup that goes on that behind the scenes. And then, and then on top of that, you know, like the other week where Nick is cutting the cord of his headphones and like, there's just always something that I'm like, of course this is something I'm involved in with my friend. Yeah. Oh no. And they're not just people on the street. They're people who have done this with me before professionally.
I think if we were like normal and we didn't have such effed up lives, this would be the most boring podcast ever.
Right?
Hello.
Exactly. I think that's the beauty of it, too, is we love each other exactly the way we are, and we don't expect anything different. Like, and that's, you know, going into a relationship, they say that's the healthiest thing you can do is just never expect someone to change, never expect them to be different, just accept them exactly how they are. And, yeah, you might get frustrated with some certain things about it sometimes, but then in the end, the love is way more important and overshadows all the other stuff.
Always. It's always going to dwarf my love for you.
Like you, like Andy and I, we might get in a tiff, whatever it might be, for whatever reason. That moment, we're maybe grumpy at each other. But then we're done and it's over. And we've said, you know, hey, I love you. It's okay. It's all good. I could have handled that different. Whatever we do to kind of apologize to each other. And then we're fine. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's that you got to do. You got to have that in friendships, especially lifelong friendships, which, you know, it looks like, you know, if we die soon, that'll come true. But you know what I mean? Like, I think I really feel that, you know, that's why I enjoy you guys, because we've been friends so long, we know each other so well. It's like, I'm not dating other people. I don't want to try this with other people. Gross.
Yeah, I don't. It makes me sick to my stomach to think about making another man laugh.
Nick, I hear you laughing about something. What's going on?
Oh my God, Nick.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Get your together.
Nick.
Get your together.
Nick. So much pain.
Get your together.
Nick.
Get your together.
Oh no.
Nick.
No. I can't breathe.
Are you okay?
No. Oh, no. Everything's quivering. I laughed so hard I got the cramps.
Nick. Get your together.
We like to talk about what's going on. I call it housekeeping. But I've decided there's a way better way to do this than we have been doing it. And we have the ability, we use Anchor for our platform to distribute our podcast. And I don't know if you guys know, but for instance, like the songs that we have, if I decide one of those songs maybe isn't quite right for the episode, or maybe in the middle of an episode I get an idea, I can make a better song and put it in the middle of the podcast. I can take it in. I can just take it out. It's like one little file and change everything. Well, we can do the same thing with the way we promote the podcast on the podcast. So For instance, if someone was listening to episode number 5 or whatever podcast episode it is, and we wanted to tell them, hey, this is us from the future. You're on episode number 5. Thank you for listening. But guess what happens coming up? You're not going to want to miss this. And then play them like a teaser clip or something like that. And, you know, thank them for listening. For more episodes, keep listening, you know, backtogetherpod.com. And we can put that promo in old podcasts, in previous episodes.
That's smart.
So while you're listening to an episode from our past, be reminded that it gets weirder in the future. You know, if you like what Nick just did on this episode, oh, wait, where do you hear episode number 17? Oh, God. So I thought maybe we could record some prompted lines that I could edit into some kind of promo that I could put in previous episodes. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah. Oh, you just tell us what to say.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like we'll be kind of talking and I'll take things out of context and put them in, you know, like like some of the songs that I've made. There'll be sort of bits like that. But maybe we could start with Nick. Tell us your favorite memory of podcasts so far. Like, what is your favorite thing about what we've done so far?
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part. I'm trying to think of, I think I enjoy the quizzes the most because, surprisingly or not, you guys get things right when I think you have no chance.
Yeah, because we're smart.
That's right.
I like, I'll give you a question, which I think they'll never get this, and they do.
Like what the one when you said...
Except for the pop culture ones.
Where are you, like, where do turkeys come from? And Andy said, well, turkey, duh.
Yeah, that. See? You nailed it.
Like, nobody thought he was going to get it, but there he is.
Where does grease come from?
Cooked oils.
Oh, you're supposed to say grease, you dumbass.
Oh, grease.
What country?
Chicken.
Andy, what country does Greece come from?
Greece. Clearly.
Now, I was going to
never catch me slipping.
So if you're listening now, let's just say hello to everyone. It's Marconi, Nick, and Tiny from the future. Yeah. Like, isn't this weird?
It's some kind of music we need.
Weird.
Are we in the future right now?
Yeah. Like, how did we? They say time machines don't exist, but I disagree. We figured out a way. Andy, you know, we've been doing this podcast now for a few episodes. I mean, we're on, I think, episode 19. Are we on episode 20? Yeah, it's episode 20. Oh, my God.
Good job, team.
And you're just listening to this one. So, I mean, you've got a ways to go. And we really do. I mean, I appreciate it. Don't you guys? I mean, it's pretty cool that they're listening.
Wait, do we have a ways to go? Is there a goal?
I guess until now, Andy, this is a question too. Would you want us to, and Nick, you too, like either of you, because should we continue the podcast if one of us dies?
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh man, I'm gonna say yes, because if you guys really loved me, you'd continue to roast me while I was dead.
Nick, what about you?
I don't know. Is one of us dead in the room?
Well, I mean,
like,
yeah.
Is it in the studio? Like, one of us is dead in the studio and we should continue.
Like, you know, like if somebody dies in the middle of the episode, we should continue until it's over.
Oh, we should definitely finish the episode.
Oh, if someone dies in the middle, yeah. Just keep going.
But if you come in the next week and they're still there and they're dead, I probably wouldn't want to sit next to them.
Oh, right. So
when you've seen those cop show, you've seen those like crime shows on TV. After a week, the body gets all bloated and stinks.
So in your mind, say, okay.
Differently from being alive, Andy.
Let's just say, for instance, Andy passes away mid-episode. So do you call 911 while we're recording the podcast?
Well, yeah. You got to be responsible, but do you continue? Yeah, you continue.
And then, Andy, if Nick passes away, he's got, you know, all the controls and the things in there. We would just continue. You'd call 911, And like if his something was wrong with his airway, I mean, you're a medical professional, like you know kind of what to do. You would do everything you could to help him, but you'd just keep the mics on.
Yeah, you always keep recording, always. And then once the EMTs got here, we could interview them and maybe have a couple laughs.
Have them sit down.
Yeah, sit down for a minute. We need to fill another hour.
Oh, he's dead. We're gonna continue the podcast. It's what he would have wanted. He signed a form.
A waiver. There's a show waiver.
Yeah, he's not gonna be more dead.
Like so all he there. His dying wish is that we continue where he left off. Continue his work.
Dead is dead.
Right. And then will we have to change the name of the podcast? Because technically we would no longer be back together because we couldn't. I mean, is it just for the living, the back together? Or would we have to
call it back to heaven?
Back to hell. Dead together.
Oh, dead together is awesome. You know when your pets die, when you lose a pet, you usually take a little bit of pet hair and you keep it in a locket. Will we take some hair off of like Andy's beard and keep it in a locket?
His beard. I would shave his back.
Yeah,
you'd probably get more hair.
Yeah, get the back hair. That's prime time getting.
And then we change the podcast name to Back Hair Together.
Mm.
And then it wouldn't be a lie. You know what I mean? Like so.
Would you wear a locket like a tuft of my back hair around your neck?
Wait, chest hair. When you said tuft, it made me think of chest hair.
Ooh, even better. Would you wear some chest hair around your neck for me?
Yeah. What about
if you had a significant other? Like, you're wearing another man's chest hair on your chest?
Then if they didn't understand it, they would be out of my life.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah, you don't understand my relationship with Andy and Nick? Then you need to get hoofing. Get out of here.
Kick rocks, ho.
Yeah. And I'm going to change the locks tomorrow. Don't try to get back in.
See, that's the dedication that I want. That's why we're friends.
And Nick, if you now, when I said if one of us dies, Nick's response kind of bummed me out a little bit, because what'll happen is I'll be recording the podcast. We'll record, we'll be done, and then I usually wait a day just to kind of clear my head after we've recorded to start editing. So on Thursdays I do all the editing, but I'll notice when I'm editing, like, wow, for whatever reason, you just seem very melancholy. Were you upset because you were going into your doctor and squatting on a rod or a probe or whatever it was?
Yeah, it's a rod.
No, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life. I'm running a business out of my home. My, family is bringing me down.
Oh.
You know, you live with it every day.
So sometimes things aren't great, and then, But the thing is, here's what I worry about, is that, this podcast, we try to make each other laugh and kind of forget about our stuff every once in a while. But when I hear your voice and it just sounds so down, I start to worry. Don't you, Andy?
Yeah. It's like I want to fix it.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Nick, that would make you happy?
Have you got a handful of pills?
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
Everyone knows that pills are never the answer. I mean, I learned that from Saved by the Bell when I was...
Let me just tell you. Doug Stanhope had it right. As long as you don't do them all the time, they're great.
Right.
I've got like a giant high ass.
What a visual.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Get up right now for some snacks because we'll be right back.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com. That one.
You know the internet is my nemesis.
25 hours of original content.
Backtogetherpod.com.
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part.
I really enjoy the fact that sometimes even we don't know what we're talking about.
Find previous episodes and more at backtogetherpod.com.
There's no need to bring your brain here. You know what's weird, Andy, is you posted a video and I reposted it in our Facebook group of Nick's tortilla printer that he has in his house. And you did, you mentioned it once in passing on the podcast, I believe, But we never really delved into it, and I don't know why, because if I was Nick, that's all I would talk about. And I don't understand, Nick, you've got a printer, and Andy posted the video of being pissed off because you've got it in some laundry area, and it's just kind of like no big deal in your house, like whatever. And Andy and I are like, that would be in the, that would be the centerpiece of whatever room it was. It would have its own room. There would be there would be a tortilla room if we had it.
No, that would be front and center for everything. I mean, oh, I'm having company over. Let me get the tortilla printer out.
Right. And Nick,
every time,
like you never talk about it. Like how?
Because it's just one of the great gadgets I have in my house.
What's,
remember, I'm married to a crazy gadget person, so gadgets are in my future.
Listen to Nick. He's like, you know, the reason I don't talk about it is because it's no big deal. I'm living in 2040 already.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, what? It's whatever. Yeah.
No big.
You know, I'm building a radio studio in my spare bedroom. It's no big deal. It's all right. So you have this tortilla machine. It's a 3D printer, and it just, you just like put in. Like what? Tortilla dough? I don't know what goes in tortillas. Flour and dough and...
Yeah, no, it's so either. First of all, we should correct a few things here. There's a great story that goes with the purchase of this, but it's actually called a roti maker. And roti is like a tortilla, but it's Indian flatbread made with gluten-free flour, oil, and water. And this machine takes the flour, oil, and water, it mixes them together, and then it flattens them out, bakes them, and pushes them out. So it looks a little like a printer, but it makes rotis, which is... Similar, taste similar to tortillas, but they're not quite the same.
Nick just gave you the PC answer. But it's really magical. Nick, and how, you know what? Now I don't want them anymore.
All right.
You just taken the magic out of it and gave it a very objective meaning. It's a flatbread that's good. No, I don't want that now. No, I don't want
and you
it.
Don't
I thought
have
it came straight from Hogwarts.
Nick, you don't have, because it is magical. You don't have to. You can put whatever ingredients in there you want. It doesn't have to be gluten-free, too, right? It can just be whatever.
The way it's designed, it uses gluten-free flour.
But you don't have to put gluten-free flour in there. You just choose to.
We hope it would work if we didn't put gluten-free flour in, but I don't know.
Have you tried it? I think it's time.
Nope, not yet.
So you don't even... It's so insignificant to you that you don't even know because you've only used it a handful of times?
Well, you've got to remember that when the first people in the world saw fire and they'd never seen it before, it was significant to them, but not to the people that had been using it for years.
But how many years?
I'm mad at you for that.
I mean, I've never heard of a tortilla printer, and now you're saying it's like old news? Like, what? Which is
I mean,
it?
They've been around for 10 years.
Where?
I'm going to take this as a sign of disrespect, Nick.
These machines have been around for years.
I don't believe you. A 3D tortilla printer.
Do you think
printer.
That every tortilla that comes out of a factory is handmade?
I don't know. I don't.
They have
I don't
commercial
go to
versions of these things.
The only time I've seen a factory is like at Disneyland, or that tortilla factory they have there. That's it. I've never been
what?
To. Most tortilla factories aren't in your home. That's what we're saying.
Well, this one is.
Yeah, in your laundry room. Why don't you have it front and center? Why is it not important to you?
Because it takes up too much space. And
stop it. It's the size of a pair of Air Jordans.
It's not. It's about 16 inches square and about 16 inches.
You're
about
British.
12 inches
you're
high.
Using the metric system.
Imperial.
Yeah.
I'm British. I'm using Imperial.
So what are you, so it's not important to you. You say it's been out 10 years. How long have you had one?
3 or 4 years.
So you've had it 3 or 4 years. Not once have you ever mentioned this to me.
Uh-huh.
I could talk to you about this for hours, and maybe that's what. Maybe that's why.
So I was worried about.
Hello.
So I'm wondering, how often do you use it? Do you use it a lot?
Every day for lunch.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I print two of them for lunch, and then I have a piece of vegetarian ham, vegetarian cheese, and sauerkraut.
Yeah. Wait. Don't just say that and breeze. Bye.
Yeah,
vegetarian ham.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like some? I can go get some right now.
No.
And put it in your mouth.
No.
Oh,
hell no.
Gross, dude. No.
It's amazing.
I bet it. Does it give you the oily poops?
No.
Yeah. Does it have that sheen on it when meat gets old?
It makes you feel like you're a real man.
If I did have my druthers, I would have my own house, and it would include just a room to eat ham, a ham eating room, and that's probably where I would include the tortilla maker. So I expect, Nick, you to figure out a way to have some kind of a room that's just for that tortilla machine.
So if you had a ham room, would it be sterile? Like, would I have to like put on stuff to go in and get out and like have my temperature checked?
You would, of course, yes, exactly. It would be COVID ready. It would be ready for all the precautions that we would need. And you just, yeah, you'd go in there, you'd put
you know,
on.
I've known you for 47 years, yes. And that's been one of my dreams, just to sit in a sterile room with you and just have ham. That's seriously been like a bucket list of mine, and you're talking about it right now.
Can you imagine? I can just see it now. You would have like basically surgical gear and scrubs on with whatever you put over your scrubs when you're doing a surgery. And that would be what you wear into the ham room. You know, like the booties over your shoes, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you'd have like your goggles on, like whatever they wear, the whole situation.
Oh yeah, the face mask, the hazmat suit, just yes, to enjoy some ham.
You'd sit down and you'd handle it with your hands instead of a knife and fork.
God, what a luxury. Is that what it's like to be rich?
But I would have the tortilla maker, and then, you know, you could make ham tortilla bites, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, that whole sentence was fun to say, wasn't it? Ham tortilla bites.
Nick, now this tortilla maker, can you make mini tortillas?
It makes one size, and again, they're called roti, not tortillas.
Nick, stop correcting me. How dare you? Now,
yeah, they're tortillas.
Just telling you. You can change the shape of it. The shape, the size of it, like the thickness of it. So you can have, mine are on the thinnest sitting possible.
Oh, okay. But you can thicken it up. Like you can back that ass up kind of thing. Like you can make it a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
And can you burn a logo into it? Because I saw this thing. And I'm like, you could easily, you could put our Back Together Pod logo on there.
Yeah. I don't have the technology to do that, but I'm sure it exists.
I think in your upgrade, whenever you get a new one, I think it's time. Don't you, Andy? Wouldn't you love to have Back Together Podcast tortillas?
Are you kidding me? Yes. My face on a tortilla, I would send a picture to my mom and say, Mama, I made it.
Oh, well, yeah, we need little Andy, that little Andy picture we use. That should be on
right there. Mm-hmm.
Not even the body, just the face. Just the face.
Yeah, just it.
Yes. We got to figure out a way to do that. Oh, my God. So, Nick, you say you have an interesting story of how you got this tortilla maker.
Yeah. The roti maker. Yeah. So,
he has to correct me every time.
Yeah, I know. Every single damn time. It's a tortilla maker, Nick.
It's not. It's a roti maker, and you have to know your foods.
My God.
You of all people should know your foods.
Grow up.
Yeah, Nick, get your shit together.
You need to know your food. Oh, now he's choking on a roti.
Oh, my God, get your shit together.
What happened when you contradict me?
So how did you get this tortilla
get it
maker?
Get together, Nick.
So I was trying to become more healthy, and I decided that I was going to make my own bread. But I'm kind of lazy, so I thought, oh, I'll just buy a bread maker, and then I'll put all organic ingredients into it and make a delicious bread, which we can share amongst the family every day. And so I took my Ambien pill, and I settled into bed to go to sleep one night and thought I'd just browse what was happening. And 4 days later, a $1,000 roti machine arrived from eBay that apparently I'd bought in some sleep pill-induced coma. And because it was eBay, I couldn't return it. So I have a $1,000 machine sitting in my house that makes flatbreads.
And earlier, did you hear him say, Andy, say he blamed it on his husband for having all the gadgets?
Yeah, Nick, you can't blame a tortilla maker on anyone but yourself.
Oh, okay, it's clearly my fault then.
This is what you need to do. Now, this thing has been great for you for 3 years. But just like any piece of, like you said, it's old news. You need to maybe give it to young Andy with whatever ingredients he'll need as a gift. He'd accept it, and that could be his Christmas. because, you know, he'll appreciate it.
Except I have it for, I use it for lunch every day.
And then what you need to do is upgrade and get yourself a new one that makes all sizes of tortillas.
Nice plan.
I'm just saying. Look, I mean, look at his eyes right now. When, have you ever seen his face light up like this?
Yeah, Nick. Have you seen my eyes open up this wide ever?
So funny.
I mean, in your life, if you could bring more people that kind of joy, wouldn't you want to do it? Why would you steer away from it? So I'm just saying, you know, when you're thinking of upgrading, maybe instead of casting that into the yard or wherever you're going to throw it, you know, throw it Andy's way with some ingredients that he can continue the tradition of making healthy tortillas for his own self.
You could have my tortilla machine.
Oh, you heard it. You heard it.
But you can't. I've never really been as into wrestling as some of my friends. And Andy, I know you're a fan, right? You watch the wrestling and everything.
Yeah, the past couple of years I've kind of fallen off, but for the most part.
But can you explain like modern day wrestling to me? Like if in a nutshell, like what do I need? What would I need to know? Who are the big stars?
Wrestling is equivocal to a male soap opera.
Right.
And the big names, I believe, there's a guy named The Miz. He used to be on MTV.
Yeah, I've interviewed that guy before in person. He's a super cool guy.
Yeah, and then I think Brian Strongarm.
Okay.
Is a big one.
Wow, can you imagine like being born and that's your name? You're like, I have to go into wrestling.
That's it. You don't really have any other career.
Yeah, like I'm going to be a strong. You couldn't be Dr. Strongarm. That would be weird.
No, that would be especially if you're having a rectal exam. Who do you want, Dr. Strongarm?
No, I want him in the ring with a giant belt, and he's like a champion or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Now, Nick, on the opposite side, just real quick, Nick, what is your knowledge of popular wrestling?
You know, I was never really into wrestling, so my knowledge is only what I've sort of caught in the periphery of my vision. I mean, I don't follow wrestling. I mean, I like several people who came from wrestling, like The Rock
and
several other sort of big people. But, you know, every movie I ever see about wrestling is it's almost like dance moves. It's all rehearsed. The winner is already decided before they go into the match.
That's fine.
I don't like that.
It's a performance. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I think it's kind of cool.
But I don't like, you know, I'm competitive. I want everybody to have an equal chance when they go in the ring. And if it's already decided, it's like, well.
But for you, like in your mind, it needs to be a sport for you to be entertained by it. And in reality.
Yeah. The professional wrestling they do at the Olympics where it's not decided. Although that's not very, you know, it's not as they don't bang each other with chairs and stuff.
Where they wear a unitard and they have the chin strap and the whole thing.
Yeah, that's not very romantic. But the idea being that they go in there and the best candidate wins. This one, it's like this person wins because we want them to win. And I think that even though the show's amazing, I don't like that part. That part puts me off. Actually, that part puts me off not being able to get into it because when I know it's fake, like if I didn't know it was fake and I thought they were really doing it, I'd be totally into it. And maybe the people who really are into it, who sit in the front row of the wrestling ring and get all excited when, you know, those fold-up chairs start being used as weapons and stuff, maybe they think it's real. That's what makes it exciting to them.
Now, Andy, for you, you're a fan, and you're a fan like you watched it with your brothers growing up, right?
Yeah, that was a huge, huge form of entertainment for us.
Now, is the whole wrestling thing, is that why you and your brothers would always wrestle each other? Was that constant because you're influenced by WWE?
Yeah, all the time, man. Me and my brothers would beat the shit out of each other because that's all we watched, man. That was it. That was free entertainment. Doug would even take us every once in a while if it came to Portland.
It was exciting. For a lot of years in Portland, Oregon, they wouldn't let them perform because for whatever reason, the WWE wasn't willing to admit that it was an entertainment-based performance. They wanted to be a sport, and they wouldn't budge on that. So they wanted everyone to be drug-tested and a bunch of stuff that these guys are like, we're actors, you know, we're bodybuilders and stuff, but We're like stuntmen, basically. And so it took forever for it to get to be able to legally be in Oregon. But once it did, it was insane, right? Like going to your first WWE match.
Oh, it was huge, man. I freaked the f*** out. I was screaming. I was drunk.
No, I know this isn't like typical, like not everyone that likes WWE is goofy on the sugary drinks and smells like unwashed ass, but it is a good percentage. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a stereotype for a reason. There's a lot of onion smelling fat people.
Yes. And chances are they're going to be the ones that are rowdy that are right in front of you if you go.
Yeah, and that particularly didn't shower, and they're eating the grossest food next to you. Yeah, always do. Always the f***ing fat people. Always. Yeah.
Now, Nick, have you gone to a WWE match?
Never. The TV station I was at, Portland CW TV station, used to be the network that broadcast the wrestling.
Oh, yes.
But
highest ratings for the station, right?
Right. When I got there, it was kind of over. And the equipment was still in the station, but they weren't doing the wrestling anymore.
Yeah, and Portland traditionally had its own wrestling for years and years. Like, Portland wrestling was a big deal. And that's where, like, Rowdy Piper came from and Playboy Bloody Nose or Buddy Rose, whatever. And a bunch of them.
Playboy Runny Nose. That's awesome.
He was married to Playgirl Leaky.
Yeah, I guess what his special move was.
Oh. yeah, but I think it's like a soap opera for men, but it's also got the energy of a sporting event. So it's like those two combinations of like testosterone and drama come together.
Right.
It's crazy. It's weird. It's really weird. And I remember back in the day, there were like cartoons of these guys, and you don't see any of that stuff anymore.
No. And you remember the WWE or WWF, excuse me, the ice cream sandwiches on a stick? Those things were amazing.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure they were delicious.
Those things were so f-ing good. You could eat Hulk Hogan on the back of a dilly bar. It was so f-ing good. We had those stocked full at the house.
I do remember, though, the merchandise was seemingly endless back in the day. And I don't really, do they still have merchandise now?
Oh, too much.
Oh, they do?
Way too much. Oh, it's oversaturated.
But it's like every kind of shirt you can think of. Everyone has their own logo, right? Every guy. And then can you buy like the giant belts, like a version of that?
Yes, that is the one thing that they have upgraded a ton. And my brother Aaron still keeps his fingers on the pulse of the WWE. And he has all the belts. He's bought me. He spent big money, and he has all the belts in his house paraded. Like he has them like front and center like a tortilla printer.
He has them front and center like he won them himself.
he's almost 50 years old. And like the decor in his house is WWE belts. Like,
and is he a married guy? Like, does he have
he's got like 17 way too many kids.
And his wife is like, is okay with all this? Is she into it too?
I don't think she's been given a choice. And no,
I can't even imagine.
That's just kind of how you get my brother. That's the package.
That's hilarious. So, can you imagine like any sport? Like, I don't know, in England, what's the sporting award you can get, Nick? Is like a cricket trophy or something?
Well,
like
yeah, the crumpet. So the Ashes, the cricket trophy, and the Premier, the European Cup, I guess.
I mean,
or the World Cup.
Can you imagine if you could go online and buy a European Cup and set it in your house?
Uh-huh.
Even though you had nothing to do with it, it's just
sacrilegious.
You saw it on TV.
Sacrilegious.
Why? What do you mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't. In England, it's very different from America. You can't buy like FBI hats and police memorabilia and all that sort of thing. You can only have that if you're an official person. So they don't make replicas of trophies or uniforms or anything. It's just not done. It's just not cricket.
You can't even buy a shirt in England that says staff on it.
No, no, you would never do that. I mean, unless you would never wear something that, you know, how those jack wads wear those security t-shirts, like when they're out shopping with a wife and fat kids.
Right.
That you can't get those. Like you wouldn't wear that out. You would never wear a uniform like that thing. You know how you can go to Vegas and you can go through the NCIS museum or whatever for the show. No. Yes. That you would never be able to buy memorabilia that says NCIS Vegas because it would be seen as official gear.
How many belts does your brother have, Andy?
Ever since 1980, I think.
Like one,
he's gotten all of them.
Like one every single year?
Well, the thing is like that goes back into the oversaturation thing. So back when I was a fan, you were either the main champ, the Intercontinental champion, or part of the tag team champions. That was it.
Okay.
But now they have the Raw champion, the SmackDown champion, twice before your brother did champion.
Oh wow.
I drank a gallon. That's the one of Mountain Dew.
I wouldn't even go for that champion.
Yeah. There's a championship for everything. And like they've even made belts just for certain events. So like you could be the champion of the ladder match. I don't know. But my brother Aaron's managed to buy all of them.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Am I wrong in thinking that wrestling is something for the uneducated and lower classes?
Wow, Nick. Just say it out loud.
I'm asking a question.
Listen, I think...
listen to the question. Am I wrong in thinking that wrestling is for the uneducated and lower classes? Because I don't see people with degrees.
Stereotyping people with an opinion from what you know, which admittedly you had said is not a lot, is not... It's like you're kind of saying, well, all idiots drive red cars. But yeah, I mean, just like anything, there are dumb people that like anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was... I'm only asking the question.
I would probably say yes. I think there's a variant in IQ levels. However, the level of fun that someone is having at the WWE event trumps the IQ level and the starched, pressed white underwear of the gentleman at the medical conference.
Yeah. I just looked up some articles online, and there's lots of articles about this very subject. I'm not the only one that has this question.
Of course,
there's
you're
a
not.
Lot of people have.
It's
this
not.
Question.
It's not like you. It's the first time I've ever heard anybody pose that question before.
I mean, I I'm asking because I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is, a lot of times people that need you to think that they're intelligent have a different view on what is worthy of their time than actual intelligent people. There's a whole different level. There are people that need you to know that they have money. There are different types of mentalities as far as what intelligence is. There are plenty of people who need you so badly to think that they're intelligent, and they spend their entire lives trying to make you feel lesser than, and that's not intelligence. That's to me, that's someone who's not comfortable with who they are. And they need to make other people feel bad or think worse of other people in order to feel good. And so they haven't figured it out yet. I don't know that intelligence really has anything to do with wrestling because the people behind it are pretty smart, just like us. Like people that listen to us don't always, they might love WWE, but then there are people that also are very intelligent that like dumb shit that they don't have to think about. Like Andy doing this podcast, you have to think about serious shit all day long medically, but doing this podcast, we just have a dumb, fun time.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to let my my mind just kind of leave.
there's no need to bring your brain here. it's nice to just let my brain leave. I agree. But Nick, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know those people that they think they're so smart and they think that certain things can't be funny. And we've said often that this podcast, people can label it like whatever because of the content. But a lot of times you'll find that really intelligent people find really dumb way more entertaining than the things that they're supposed to like because they're smart.
Yeah.
And
I think that's just like people like to put a stigma on things. And I think wrestling's one of those things that people like to assume that it's just unintelligent people that are big fans. And of course, there are more, and rightfully so, there are more unintelligent people in the world than there are really smart people. So no matter what you have to do is you have to dumb it down for the masses. So it's
You really do.
And so, yeah, if you do it right, you'll get everyone. But I don't think that generally that it's targeted just to dumb people at all. I feel like young kids who have brothers, I think that it's probably even more popular there because they have something to like, hey, how can I my brother? I just saw this move on TV. I'm going to try it on him. And
that's what would happen every time at my house.
And Andy, do you think the WWE is at fault for your hatred of mayonnaise because your brother pinned you down and baby bird fed you in a WWE move?
You know, me and my therapist never got that far. And I feel like you're onto something. Because that's what would happen, dude. As soon as the door shut when my parents would leave, ding, 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 it was a f-ing wrestling match for my life.
And they were always against you? They were like a tag team?
Yeah, because I was big. So there was like, oh, he can take the both of us. And then they would just proceed to tag each other in and out and beat the f- me.
What? So they'd have a...
It wasn't a match.
No. Oh, my God. And
it was horrible.
I really think your brother owes you a couple of those belts.
I do. I'm about to go over there and take a couple and kick him in the...
We do have to, we always like to wrap the podcast up with some thoughts. And I'm wondering, you know, we've been talking about Andy's WWE experience and the possibility of letting his anger towards his brother go. But Nick, what are you in the future? What do you want to let go of?
My fat.
Yeah, but like,
my fat.
How do you plan on doing that? What's your plan?
Chainsaw.
You have a stand up desk. I know that. Have you been getting up and like writing and standing?
Yeah,
and-
but you know, if like I just need to get, I need to get out of my comfort zone. That's my thing. I do the things that make me comfortable all the time, and I'm just not interested in getting out of my comfort zone. So I need to let go of my comfort zone.
You think part of it is quarantine because you're home way more now?
Yeah, I've just sort of given up on worrying about quarantine because I'm not going to make... I can't change anything. I just have to live with it.
You're not going to make it?
No, I can't change anything with quarantine.
Right.
So I can't make, you know, I can't make anything different.
Yeah.
So I just have to go with, like, I just have to live with it and get on with life.
Andy,
I have to operate within the boundaries.
Andy, did you think he was saying he wasn't going to make it through quarantine?
Yeah, I was starting to get a little sad at the workup you were doing.
Yeah, I mean... Are you going to be okay, Nick?
I think I'm going to be fine.
Okay. And the thing, my experience, I'm kind of the same way as Nick, is during quarantine, I've kind of like gotten way too comfortable with everything and kind of, I don't even know if I fit into pants because I haven't had to put any on. And
I put on some yesterday to clean the yard and I didn't fit in them. And that was, I knew that was going to happen.
Because that's usually your barometer, right? Like, oh, pants don't fit. I need to get on the bike again.
I mean, what else is there to do apart from eat?
What about you, Andy?
Stay seated to wipe your butt. There's no reason to stand up.
Has that been an issue with you before?
Well, I can't believe there was a debate that people were like, oh, no, I sit down I stand up. Well, then what do you do with all the...
There was a debate somewhere?
Yeah. And I usually... I don't jump into online debates
right.
because it's online.
Or dumb.
But this one, I had to get a little action in.
Yeah, you had something to say.
And there's all sorts of white people that think it's okay to stand up and wipe. And I just wanted to know what you do with the that you've now just put all over your...
I don't understand that. I don't understand that either, by the way, because, you know, I'm into, like I've said before, I'm toilet dad, bidet dad, whatever you want to call it. And I love my bidet, and it only works when you're sitting down. So much so that I've gotten to the point during quarantine that I've decided, for a long time, people have shamed men for sitting down when they pee. And I feel like if you're at home, you should do whatever you want. When you're in public, then if there's a urinal or if there's a, you know, a stall, whatever it is, yeah, if you don't have to go number two, then stand up. But at home, save yourself the headache of having to clean up all the time when you don't hit the spot.
Yep. Well, that's because you have a loose penis.
Is that a new... Hold on, let me write that down.
A loose penis?
Just like, saying, dude.
Loose, yeah. Loose penis.
Yeah, it's all over the place. It's just loose. It has loosey-goosey penis.
Oh.
But it's not like I'm the one singular man in the entire universe that has ever...
No, let me check on the internet here.
from about 17 to 28, I had a loose penis.
Everywhere?
It shaped who I am.
Yeah.
But if you're, okay, if you're at
I don't want anybody's penis shaping anything.
You know what I'm talking about, Andy. If you're at someone's house, right? If you're there as a guest and you just have to use the restroom, don't you feel better when if you just go in, use the restroom, maybe you have to pee, you sit down, and then you don't have to, like, get out a piece of toilet paper and wipe things down to make sure, you know, like you're cleaning, like there's a crime scene involved. So nobody, there's no evidence. I just feel so much.
Yeah, you don't have to flick your junk so many times.
Right? Exactly. I just feel better. And I would only do that like at a friend's house or at my own home. Cause I'm not, if I don't have to sit down, I'm not doing it at work. I never do the urinal. Because I don't want to stand next to a dude and pee.
No, always. There's always the guy that comes right next to you.
Yes. And there's no reason. Like, the only thing that makes it awkward is, like, if you're at a baseball game or a sporting event and there's a long line to wait for a urinal, everyone automatically assumes if you can't do the urinal thing that you're going in for a... And I would never, like, do a number two at the baseball, stadium.
No, I'm going to hold it.
Yeah, but... I'm definitely going to get a full stall just to pee, and I'll wait.
Believe that.
And I'll stand up for that. But I'm not. I don't want to be exposed. And it's a weird thing that we have in society that men should stand next to each other and pee. Like, why is that ever? Why did that become a thing? Why do we still do it? It's 2020. Like, you, I don't get any of that. And I also don't get. Why don't stalls go all the way to the ground? Like, why do we have these separators? Like, is it that hard to just put a piece of drywall in? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, kill you, Steve?
You know, if you go to a nice hotel, a fancy restaurant or something, they'll often have, like, it's almost like these cabanas for bathrooms. And you'll go in there, and it's like a full room to yourself. And it's luxurious, right? You can lock the door, the whole thing's there. And I believe... If I've seen enough TV shows from England, Nick, a lot of English bathrooms are like that in public.
Yeah, right? And then the European bathrooms are just like a hole on the, you know, in the floor.
Really?
The French, I remember stopping on the French motorways when I was a kid, when I was going to France, and you'd stop and you'd go into this room and it had a hole in the floor and you'd pee in the hole.
But like, what if you had to go number two?
You'd squat in the hole.
Really?
Welcome to France. Squat on the hole. Welcome to France.
The name of the podcast has just been revealed. Squat on the hole. Oh, well, you know, I just want to say one more thing before we go. When you have two slices of bread, everything is a potential sandwich. Ooh. Thank you.
That's deep as f-
Hello? Hello?
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny. Back together. Find full episodes everywhere you get your podcasts. At backtogetherpod.com.